The MQI scoring system consists of several important components. First, we have the instrument, the written set of codes, definitions, and scoring help, which is available on the training website. However, the written instrument alone is inadequate to convey exactly how the codes are applied to video. To solve this problem, we have created this online training and a certification assessment. For research projects, we strongly recommend that you follow a standard scoring design, especially if you want to make inferences about changes in instruction or about the relationships of key variables to instruction. Because teachers' instruction varies from day to day, you will need to collect and score at least 3 to 4 lessons per teacher. 4 lessons is more likely to ensure accuracy, and in our own work, tracking change over time, we actually collect 5 per data collection time point. Each lesson needs to be scored by 2 raters. These parameters were set out by a study we did to determine the best case scoring design. Finally, we found that raters are more successful when they have a support system in place. For instance, after training, our new raters apprenticed to a master rater for several lessons. We also have frequent calibration meetings during which raters score samples of instruction, compare their notes with master scores, and have a chance to ask questions. It's important to understand that without these elements present and working together, it is likely that teacher scores will be inaccurate or misleading. For instance, if raters aren't well trained, the scores they assign to teachers will be very imprecise. If a research project collects too few lessons, an incomplete picture of teachers' instruction will emerge. If you are having difficulty recruiting or supporting certified raters, contact us for more information.